Back with the bridge. This is Beyond the Fridge, the Land of Wurst and Strudel, and it's written by Jane May. And she's, for context, she's talking about a riverboat cruise they did on the Upper Danube. In Vienna, we deserted our sightseeing group, trudging endlessly round the rather dour cathedral with a rather dour guide, in order to have the full Viennese experience of Café und Kuchen in a glamorous gilt and mirror café, complete with rather loose red wallpaper and little ballroom chairs. At 4 in the afternoon, what else to do except drink bowls of steaming hot chocolate and demolish strudel and sacerdote with huge piles of cream? Floating downriver through the beautiful Wachau Gorge, we admired the hard work and fortitude of those who grow grapes on the little narrow terraces on the side of the gorge, where machinery cannot be used due to the steepness and or narrowness of the ledges. I gather Austrian wine is now a thing, and we were delighted to pass an afternoon in a family wine cellar, which dated from the 16th century. We heard of the tradition of commissioning a new fermentation cask when a family member is born, which is then named after them. We heard from their delightful owner about the skills required to work the vines in this landscape and climate, while enjoying their sparkling Zweigelt Rosé, Riesling and Grüne Veltliner wines. In Regensburg, we sat in the sun outside a small restaurant in a long conversation with the two Bulgarian lady owners. They explained they had come to the UK from Bulgaria, bringing their life savings with them in the hope of setting up a restaurant here in England. Regretfully, they found the red tape and lack of support for small enterprise here defeated them, but they are now running a successful enterprise in Germany. How sad is that? Later in the day, we enjoyed the obligatory Bratwurst mit Kipferl und Sauerkraut, hot sausage in a roll with pickled cabbage, to you and me. As an accompaniment, we relished our new addiction, the sweet Bavarian mustard, Süßer Senf, which has a hint of cloves, apples, juniper berries, allspice and nutmeg. One of the greatest joys of the trip was our day in Passau. By chance, we found we could buy a ticket for the midday organ recital, the largest church organ in the world, in the cathedral. After days of visiting dark, gloomy and oppressive churches, the riotous extravaganza of Baroque architecture was almost a shock. Surrounded by cavorting cherubs, luscious Madonnas, dripping garlands of fruit and veg, augmented by a huge ornate golden pulpit and an enormous silver altarpiece, we reverberated joyfully to the sound of Bach and Vidor. We were so energised by this huge white space, which felt like being inside a large meringue, that we leapt out straight into a medieval gasthaus where we lunched like kings on calf's liver, fried potatoes and pork schnitzel, with a small beer kindly provided for weak English folk by the proprietor.